And we're away. Today is Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. My name is Kirby Fenwick and I'm joined today by Bronwyn Scott. We'll be discussing the first game of the inaugural AFLW season between Carlton and Collingwood, which was played on Friday, February 3rd, 2017. Thank you for agreeing to be part of this project.
No worries.
So let's start with some background. Can you tell me what role football has played in your life?
Okay, so the role that football's played in my life actually was not very much growing up. I grew up in Western Australia, so even though big AFL state, I wasn't really into the football at all when I lived in Perth. Just wasn't really part of my life. I mean, I'm 52, so when I grew up, it was the Waffle and the VFL, so everyone sort of had their Victorian teams and stuff, but I didn't really follow it as a sport, didn't really like it very much. Until I moved over to work in Sydney in the mid-90s and hated rugby league so much that I started watching the Sydney Swans, who are now my team. But even then, it wasn't until I actually went to the game where Plugger kicked the point after the siren to get the Swans into the grand final in 96. That was my first ever game I'd ever been to live of football. And I had like a religious conversion of going, oh my God, now I understand why people get so passionate about this game. So, yeah, it was then really. I just got absolutely hooked onto the men's game and became a Swannies supporter. So I've supported them pretty much since the mid-90s. But before that, growing up, no. And I don't remember it ever being. It certainly wasn't a sport that was offered to girls that I remember back in WA. Might have been, but not to my memory at all back then.
And what about women's football? Had you had much to do with women's football or knew much about it?
I knew a little bit about it. I guess I have a friend who's a woman who was coaching AFL, although she was actually coaching younger boys' teams. So as the women, the AFLW stuff was starting to get talked about more, she was sort of getting excited about those possibilities. But it was really just through social media and that sort of thing that I first became aware of it. So mainly through the Outer Sanctum podcast. I started listening to them last year, and that's what I guess really started to spark my interest more. Before then, I hadn't seen any games or didn't know any of the players or hadn't really thought about it that much. I sort of came from a not very involved background at all, really.
And, can you tell me how you felt? The AFLW competition's announced in June 2016. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
So when the AFL competition was announced, I remember it felt like, oh, finally, like it's about time that this sport is, you know, women are finally getting a bit of a chance. So I grew up doing surf life saving as a sport, and that wasn't available to me as a teenager until I was 15 or 16, because they're saying, you know, girls can't participate in that, you're not strong enough, you're not good enough, it's too physical, etc., etc. So I'd gone through all of that growing up and sort of knew the difference between my experiences and I guess my nieces who grew up being able to do that. So it was great to sort of think, oh, finally they're sort of recognising that actually women can compete in these sports. So it was good. And then I guess I did start to get a bit caught up in which clubs were going to get the licences and things. So I was quite disappointed that Sydney didn't put in and still didn't put in the last lot. So they're obviously not that interested. So I now have a AFLW team, which is Carlton, I've decided. And that's only because I live in Carlton. So I thought, oh, well, I might as well go for my local Melbourne suburb.
So let's go back to the lead up to that first game. You know, there was a lot happening that week. There was obviously a lot of excitement. We moved from Amy Park to Icon Park. What are your memories of that week?
I can remember being excited that it was coming up, but I actually wasn't planning to go initially. Like, it was sort of, I hadn't gone, oh, I've got to go to Amy Park and I've got to see this game. It wasn't like super high on my list of must do things. But then as it sort of got like started getting more, you know, they were saying it's going to be bigger, and then when they said it was going to be at Princess Park. I can't call it Icon Park. But because I live so close, it's, you know, 5 minutes down the road to walk. It's like, oh, well, that's cool. I'd like to go down and check it out. And seeing as I live just down the road, I'll go and check it out. And then I guess as that week kind of went on, yeah, I started to get quite excited about that it was going to be something. I guess there was that sense of history as well, that it was always going to be the first AFLW game, and you're never going to ever have a first game like that again. So I wanted to be part of that, I guess, yeah, just because, yeah, it's such an important thing. And it's, you know, I didn't realise what it would be until I got to the ground. But yeah, it was good to go and support. And I also really wanted to support women's sport. So I thought it was important to, you know, you can't just sort of sit at home and go, yeah, we've got to have equality for sport. You've actually got to show up and get the bums on seats and make sure that they, because of that argument, you know, nobody will watch it and stuff. I wanted to make sure that I supported it physically. And I would have gone if you had to pay as well. So I actually think they should have charged for some of the games and not just made them all free. But you might be asking questions about that later, I'm not sure.
How did you get to the game?
Foot. So I live about 1 kilometre down the road from Carlton and Princess Park. So, yeah, that was... and that's when it first, you know, because it was such a beautiful night. I remember it just being a gorgeous summer evening, and I sort of, thank goodness, left him a little bit earlier than I maybe would have, just because it was so nice. And I thought, oh, it'd be nice, you know, walk down the street and get to the ground early and take it all in. And I can remember I crossed over, because I'm opposite Melbourne Cemetery, crossed over the road and started to walk down towards the end of the cemetery to go around to the park. And I could just, there was so much traffic, like people parking down here on Lygon Street, which is quite unusual. And like people getting off trams and stuff. And that's when I just, oh, I'm getting already, started getting the goosebumps of, oh my God, like this is going to be bigger than what I thought. So even before I got to the end of my street, I was thinking, wow, if there's people already parking here and there's already so many people in, and just great to see all the little kids and girls in the footy jumpers and stuff like that. And then by the time I got around the corner and started getting to the, where I could see the stadium, I was just going, oh, wow, this is like massive. There was people everywhere. And that was when it really sort of hit me that, whoa, this is going to be a lot bigger than what I thought it was. Yeah, so.
So you're walking up to Princess Park.
Yeah.
See that there's people everywhere. Yeah, what's going through your mind?
Like, it was such a buzz, such a buzz. And what really, I was really, I just remember being really struck by the amount, I guess the diversity in the crowd as well. Like I expected to see women there and kids, you know, girls who wanted to play footy or who were in families with, you know, with kids who obviously had boys and girls playing footy. But I was, yeah, it just seemed like everybody in Melbourne wanted to be there. There was, you know, heaps of hipsters from who knows where, as you get in this area. I don't know, it just looked like a real mix of people that you would see maybe out in the city on a Friday night, and that everybody suddenly wanted to be part of this event. And just the age ranges as well. Like it was a real mix from really, really young to really quite old people in the crowd, and that was actually really exciting to see as well. And you could just feel as soon as you got close to the stadium, there was such a buzz of anticipation and excitement, and everyone was picking up on the, oh my God, like this crowd is so big. And that just, yeah, it was almost like walking down, you know, when you walk down to the MCG for a huge game and you get that real sense of anticipation before you even get to the ground. Yeah, that's what it felt like. It was really exciting. Yeah.
So you get to the game, you get to the ground, sorry. Do you have to line up?
Like, yep.
What's happening?
Yeah, so when I got to the ground, there was people everywhere, and it was already obviously pretty full inside. So I was going, oh, thank goodness I left home, because I probably, if I'd been another 10 or 15 minutes, I don't think I would have gotten in, which would have been really disappointing. So, yeah, I just lined up at the closest gate I could get to. It was a massive queue. There was just people everywhere. They were doing their best at the gate to keep it sort of under control, but it was obvious that nobody had really anticipated the crowd was going to be so huge. I mean, it was a very good-natured crowd, and you know, well, there wasn't any dramas or anything, but you could sort of see the people who were working at the ground kind of going, oh my God, like, we didn't expect this. And even just when you first went in, you know, the little food places and stuff, I think we're probably already going, what are we going to do? And just once, you know, I'd never been inside that stadium before. I'd been around the outside, of course, many times. But so, yeah, just going to the old school footy ground as well was actually really cool. And, once it got inside, it was just packed. Like, you couldn't move. So it was really exciting by then.
Do you remember where you were sitting?
Yep. So I got inside and I just went straight up the first lot of stairs where I could get to, and then I went around to the right, so I was in kind of that, maybe on the 50 meter mark, in the grandstand there, and again, yeah, it was just people everywhere. So I managed to spot, because I was there by myself, I spotted a group of three women from Collingwood, and they had a spare seat next to them, so I was like, oh, I can sit next to Collingwood supporters, that's okay. So I went up and just said to them, hi, I'm here by myself. Would you mind if I sat with you? And they were like, who are you barracking for? And at that point, I hadn't picked a team. Like, I would been tossing up about, originally I was going to support the Bulldogs, Western Bulldogs, who I think is your team. And in the men, yeah. It's all right. I'm over last year. Or I thought about Melbourne was another team to pick, or possibly Carlton, but I didn't really know. I just want to see the game. So I said to them, I think I lied and said, oh, I'll go for Collingwood, thinking I probably won't. But so they were like, yep, you can come and sit with us. And that was really good. So I managed to get a seat. And they were quite sort of at the front of that first seated tier. So you had then the bottom level along the ground. So right on the rail, you could just look over, and it was just, again, looking down on the crowd on the bottom was just... That was really, really cool. There was just people everywhere. And again, the diversity, it was really great to see so many guys there, young guys and even older guys who were just so into it and really supportive of the women's players. So, had a good seat in the end. Well, had a seat. That was probably a good start.
Yeah, that is a good start. So this is before the games has started. You've got a seat in there. What's the feeling in the stadium? What are you feeling?
I was just starting to go, I was getting really emotional, and I'm going to get emotional talking about that now. And that really surprised me, because I didn't expect it to have such an emotional impact on me. And it still does, like watching when they had that Heroes show on ABC, I cried all the way through the episode of that game. I'm like, why is this doing this to me? Because I didn't expect that. But yeah, I remember just sitting in there feeling the build-up and the build-up and the build-up. And when the teams first ran on, like, the noise of the crowd was just so loud. And I don't know, I started crying. Like, everyone around me was tearing up. And it was just this sense of, like, oh my God, there is the support here. There is... People do believe in this, and I don't know, it's hard to articulate why. I don't know, it also really, really struck me that I've, you know, always loved watching sport and played a lot of sport and stuff. It really hit me that I had never watched hardly any women's sport or any elite women's sport other than Olympics or sports like swimming and stuff like that. And it just was like this real revelation of, wow, there was this whole range of, like, potential role models, potential opportunities that just have not been there for so many women. And that's just so unfair. And so it was so, like, it was all those mixed emotions about all the missed opportunities, not for me specifically, but for all those women and girls. But also the opposite feeling of, you know what, it is, the support is there if people would just believe in it and put it out there. So it was a real kind of like unexpected reaction, I think. And I was texting my mum, who was over in Perth, because she was watching it on TV, and she texted me to tell me it was a lockout. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm in the ground and it's so exciting. And thinking, oh, I need to like be telling someone about how this is. And yeah, so that was pretty exciting. It was really good. Yeah.
The game starts. What are your memories of the game? Do you have any memories of the game?
I do, yeah. Well, I think what really struck, again, like, well, that first bounce, when the bounce, they did that first bounce, the noise of the crowd, for a start, was just amazing. Like, so loud, and you sort of expected that, I guess, with the big crowd. But I think my first reaction, or the first thing I remember about the game was, like, everyone was kind of there going, oh, you know, it's the first women's game and blah, you know, that's... what are the skills going to be like, et cetera, et cetera. But as soon as the game started, I reckon within a minute or 2 minutes, it felt like everyone was just, this is just a really good footy match. And it didn't matter if it was women playing, men playing, whoever. It was just a really exciting football match. And everyone just got caught up in the whole, oh, this is great sport. And it lost that, well, it didn't lose that it's the women's game, but it wasn't about that as much. Does that make sense? It was just a really exciting game, and I think some people probably went thinking the skill level wasn't going to be as good as what it was, but as soon as, yeah, we had some great, and I just remember there were some amazing great goals, and I think it was Darcy V that turned me into Carlton supporter that night, watching Darcy Versio. I remember a few good goals down the end I was sitting at, and the crowd just going absolutely nuts. And that was enough to just go, well, this is an amazing game. So that's, yeah. The other thing I remember about the game was, because the crowd was so noisy where I was, I actually thought that they didn't have a siren, because I never heard a siren. And I turned to someone I was sitting next to and went, oh, this is so fantastic, but God, you think they'd be able to crack out for a siren for this game? It's a big deal, and all they've got is the umpire doing this. And it wasn't until I watched it later on telly that I was like, oh, they did have a siren. I just couldn't hear it. So that was quite funny.
Were there any players? Obviously, Darcy Vest.
Yeah. Well, I guess there was all that build up with Moana Hope as well. So it was kind of cool to watch her. They're probably the main two I remember, really, because lots of them I still didn't really know who they were, or didn't know their names at that stage. So they were probably the two that really stood out for me, I guess. Yeah.
When you reflect on that night now, is there one moment that really stands out for you?
I think the moment that stands out for me would be just that first bounce right at the beginning, that sound of the crowd, and just, it was like, oh, it was just, it gave me an idea of, because I didn't grow up in Melbourne, so I never experienced suburban footy or that traditional footy either. And it sort of made me think, wow, it must have been just incredible when they used to play at these suburban grounds. But I think that just that sound of the crowd and that feeling of everybody being just 150% into this game was something that, yeah, just thinking about that still makes me get goosebumps. And they're those things that you can't, like, they're one-off kind of experiences that are really hard to replicate. You know, if they got another big lockout crowd, it probably wouldn't have, I don't know, it might not have the same resonance or the same atmosphere, just because of the, it's kind of that perfect combination of a beautiful night, you know, the first game, the big crowd, the noise. Yeah.
When you think about the crowd specifically, I know you've touched on this briefly already, would you describe it as a traditional footy crowd, or was there something that was different?
No, I think the crowd struck me as really different. And I went to some other AFLW games after that. So that was actually something I really enjoyed about the competition. And that night, the crowd actually felt much more diverse than the normal AFL crowd. And I do go to AFL games reasonably regularly, but I did go through a phase, particularly after all the Adam Goods stuff that happened with Sydney a couple of years ago, where I actually didn't want to go anymore. I found it really aggressive and racist, and I just was like, I can't sit in these crowds and listen to this stuff. I'd rather just be at home watching it. And I did that next year. After that year, I only went to two games, I think, that year. Oh, and the grand final. But I've kind of sort of got, I've gone back to more AFLM games this year. But I still notice, yeah, a huge difference in the crowd. I find the AFLW was much more, just felt a lot, I don't feel unsafe at the men's games, but it felt like a safer space for a much more diverse crowd, whether, you know, there was obviously a lot of people, you know, gay friendly and different families, and I don't know, different. It was a different dynamic as well. There seemed to be a lot more people who you wouldn't normally see, or I haven't seen it in an AFL game, AFLM game. I'm determined to call it that now.
I'm going to. What about, I mean, if you were to describe the atmosphere, what words would you use?
To describe the atmosphere, electric is the first one that comes into my head, because that's really what it was. Loud, excited, supportive. Yeah, I think electric is probably the main one. There was that real sense of, and connectedness, I guess. Like, it really felt like the whole crowd, didn't matter which team you were going for or whatever, there was that real sense of, this is a special occasion, and that kind of real, I don't know, that buzz of like, I'm part of something really special happening here. It's so hard to describe it. I'm sure other people have had these troubles describing these things, but I guess that sense of it, yeah, just being such a huge, huge thing that, yeah. I don't know if I articulated that very well at all.
That's good.
I think what struck me was, like, everyone knew it was going to be a special thing, like it was a big deal, and it was going. But I think it was so much more than that when you were there. Well, I don't know. That was the sense I had. Was it was just like this. Everyone's that feeling of excitement and the electricity is just bouncing off everyone, and then it just gets more and more and more, and you become really hyper aware of being part of this really amazing experience. It's really something really special, which is why I think when that, you know, I watched it on that the ABC show, I just was like burst into tears watching it again, because it just brings back all those feelings of how incredible it was, and watching the players and the joy on their faces, and just thinking, you know, thank goodness they're finally getting an opportunity to show off how amazing their skills are. And yeah, it was really yeah, it was great.
So the game finishes. I mean, I assume you left the stadium at some point because you're sitting in front of me. What do you remember about the end of the game and walking out of the stadium?
The first thing I remember about the end of the game is that I don't think anyone wanted it to end, and nobody left from my memory. Everyone just stayed in their seats because it was kind of like, no, I'm not ready for this to finish yet. Let's keep going. And I remember the players being walking around the boundary, and that seemed to go for ages from what I remember. But my main memory was that hardly anyone left. That might be wrong, but that was my impression, was that everybody just wanted to keep this feeling just for a bit longer. So I stayed for I don't know how long later, but quite a while, just because you kind of like, well, I can't leave, it's not over yet. And I remember, yeah, the players just really enjoying it all, which is fantastic as well. And then just walking home, because it's so close, just kind of, you know, when you've been to something super exciting and you're going home, just going, oh my god, like that was just feeling really buzzed and energized for the rest of the night. Yeah, that was awesome.
When you reflect on that game now, what does it mean to you personally, A, that you were there, and B, that we have a national women's football competition now?
So for me personally, I guess I touched on it right at the beginning. It just, I feel incredibly lucky and that I got to go, and that I went, you know, got there in time to get in, because I would have been really disappointed if I hadn't been able to get in. Yeah, and just really lucky to experience a moment like that in history from a women's sport perspective. What was the other half of the question? Oh, about the competition itself. Yeah, and the AFLW itself, like the whole season, I thought was just, as soon after I'd been to that game, that was it completely. Not that I didn't think I would be converted to it. I didn't need to be converted, but I wanted to go to a lot of games. I actually couldn't just because of the time of year. I was away for lots of them. The timing that they were scheduled wasn't particularly convenient a lot of times. I got pretty pissed off at that like towards the end. And when they started putting them on with NAB, the practice games, I thought that was really disrespectful to the women's teams. And I hope they don't do that again this year, because I bet they do, but I hope they don't, because it should have been a standalone competition and the women should have had the prime time spots. Playing in the middle of the day in February or March is, not really that fair. So, but yeah, I think it's been exciting. So I watched pretty much every game on TV, and went to a few, the ones that were at up the road. I didn't go to any other grounds just because I don't think I was around. So yeah, it was just great. And I guess there was an anticipation of when it went to the first game in WA and the first game in Adelaide, to see what the crowds would be like, and to see all the big crowds turn out for all the games was fantastic. And then for the grand final, I was actually in Sydney, and it was the first week of the AFL competition. Nice timing again. And I did have that. I was actually up there for work, and I had that very... what I now realise is a Melbourne-centric view of going, I'm not going to be in Melbourne when the grand final's on, and just making this absolute assumption that the AFLW grand final would be in Melbourne, as lots of people did, I think. And they went, actually, you might not be in Melbourne. But, it was actually end up good, because I went to the Swans game, Sydney Swans game, which was against Port Adelaide in round one. And in the pub next door to the SCG, they had the women's grand final on, and the pub was absolutely packed with people just glued to the TV watching the AFLW grand final. So that as well was really exciting to see, and especially in, Sydney's not a big AFL city. So to see everyone who was going then onto the Swans Port Adelaide game and just absolutely glued to it like they would be to any other game was just really exciting. So that was really great. So it just felt like, opening up so many great opportunities for young girls and, and older women, I guess.
And what about more broadly? What do you think it means for the Australian community in a broader context that we have a national AFL competition?
I think for the broader community, well, it changes, it helps change attitudes about, what women can do or can't do, supposedly. I think it just, I don't know, it's like anything, I think AFL is such a big, footy is such a big thing in Australian sport, and it's always been such a macho, male dominated thing, and there's obviously still lots of people who think, that women's footy's rubbish or whatever, which is, I'd like actually go and see them watch a game, but I think it really has changed a lot of people's opinions about what women... And I think over the next few years, the skill level will just go even skyrocketing. Like, there was some fantastic, elite, magnificent football played this year. But you could see the difference between the top ones and the ones who are coming up. But that's just lack of opportunity. Like, if you don't get the chance to play, how are you ever going to improve? So I think that... that probably really opened up people's eyes. I think the physicality of it, that women could actually get in and do have a real physical sport and be okay, not going to break apart like China. And I think people also made people realise how exciting it was. So I don't know, I think it's like any thing where you need to have equality for all those things. It changes, it just changes attitudes from, it's the kids, like when kids grow up. I remember my niece or my nephew, or must be my nephew who's like 5 years old, said something about, why couldn't girls play footy It was just like, you know, because it must have come in the conversation about this is the first time, and why couldn't they play it before? And you're trying to explain it. It's like, but why? So for kids that age, that'll just become normal. It'll just be another option for girls to play sport, and no one will even think about it. And that'll be awesome to see in the next 10, 20 years. Yeah.
It'll be very exciting.
Yeah. And hopefully they'll get paid well for it too.
That's a whole lot.
Or paid at all.
What made you, let me just check this. What made you want to be a part of this documentary?
I wanted to be a part of it because as soon as I saw that you were doing it, every time I think about it, it brings back that feeling of walking into the ground and the goosebumps and the excitement and the emotion that I felt. It's nice to kind of keep hanging on to those moments. Yeah, it was just a really special night. So I think it's important to... I think it's fantastic that you're recording people's experiences from it, because they are things that you've, you know, they disappear over time and you might sort of remember, think you remember what it is, but yeah, it's good to have a record of it. And yeah, I guess I just wanted to, yeah, just share my experiences. And I suppose not coming from a not being a foot, you know, really involved in women's football or anything like that, never played football, I guess just as a spectator, how exciting and special it was to go and see it, yeah.
What are you looking forward to for next season?
For next season? Carlton Premiership? I can't believe I'm saying that. No, next season I know what I would like to see, which would be a better scheduled competition so that I can actually get to some more games, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to. I really hope that they don't schedule the men's practice games on the same, and they recognise that actually it should be standalone. I also think they should start charging even just $5 or $10 for tickets, because I still think they'll get as bigger crowds, and that will help support the pay deals, so that they should get paid, you know, better, equivalent. So yeah, I guess I will look forward to, well, hopefully being able to go to a few more games than I did last year, and maybe a grand final in Melbourne so that I can go to that.
Is there anything else that sort of stands out for you, any memories or any thoughts or feelings that you want to share?
I think one of the experiences that really stayed with me was when I first got there, and these three women that I sat with it was like they were a grandma and a mum and a daughter all in their, you know, full-on Collingwood outfits. They were obviously full-on passionate football supporters and across the generations. But when that first ball, like as it got sort of the first, I don't know when it was through the game, but everyone was just going crazy. The woman I was sitting next to, who was the grandmother, so she would have been, I guess, in her late 70s maybe, she just turned to me with tears in her eyes, and she was just like, this is the best thing that has happened for women in such a long time. And I so wish I'd had this when I was a girl. I hated wearing dresses, and they told me I had to wear dresses all the time, and I wasn't allowed to play sport, and I wasn't playing footy, and I would have loved to have played football like this. And she was just absolutely like overflowing with emotion about how amazing it was and stuff. So that, just that conversation I had with her that night, and the watching the three of them interact about how excited they were to see this and to see their team as well, that really stayed with me. That was a really special sort of just moment during the game where you felt like these are the little moments you need to catch and show people and go, you know what, this is what it means to people to see this sort of stuff. This is why this is important. There's a whole lot of people's lives out there who are can be profoundly impacted just by what might seem not such a big deal. But yeah, so I think that was my favourite moment.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, but it was all pretty good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
That's okay.
Thank you so much for sharing your stories with me.
You're welcome. Hopefully we'll have more next year.